Well, good morning to everyone. Today, I would like to tell you a story. Now, the characters in this story are the devil and his associates. The devil called in his chief associates and got their advice on how to destroy the world. His first associate was Anger. Anger said, "Let me go and destroy man. I will set brother against brother. I'll get men angry with each other, and they will destroy themselves." The second associate was named Lust. Lust said, "I will defile men's minds. I will make love disappear, and men will be turned into ravaging beasts." The third associate was Greed. Now, Greed said, "Allow me to go, and I will instill in men's hearts the worst destructives of all passions. Man's uncontrolled desires will destroy him." Two other associates of the devil, named Gluttony and Drunkenness, spoke up and told the devil how they could make men eat and drink and overindulge, which would destroy them with health problems. Three other associates, named Envy, Jealousy, and Hate, each told the devil how they could destroy man. But none of these suggestions satisfied the devil. Finally, his last assistant came in. This assistant said, "I know how to destroy man. I will talk to man persuasively in terms of all that God wants them to be. I will tell him how fine God's plans are to be honest and clean and brave. I will encourage him to follow the good purposes of life." Upon hearing this suggestion, the devil was shocked and in disbelief. "This will never work. This will not destroy man," the devil said. But the assistant continued and explained. He said, "However, I will tell man that there is no hurry. I will tell him there's no rush. I will tell him he can start doing all of those good things tomorrow. I will advise him to wait until conditions are just right before he starts." The devil then smiled and replied to the last assistant, "You are the one who should go to earth and destroy man." Oh, and by the way, the last assistant's name was Procrastination. Procrastination. Brethren, we all understand the word procrastination. Putting things off. Brethren, be honest. How many times in our lives, in our individual lives as Christians, have we put off doing the things Jesus calls us to do? You know, I have looked at many calendars over the years, and I have never seen the word someday or the word tomorrow on any of them. Brethren, let us not wait for tomorrow to do the good things. Let us rather seize the day. Brethren, today is the day. Amen.